Blog Talk Radio.
Our God, because he truly is a great God, and he gives us so many talents and abilities. Tonight, we're very pleased and excited to have on children's author Leah Woods, and she's going to tell us all about what she's into. You know, Christian writers' world is more than just writing. They're into other avenues. So we're going to hear all about Leah, and we're going to welcome her right now. So say, everyone, I want you to meet Leah Woods. Welcome, Leah.
Thank you so much for having me, Janet, and thank you to all the listeners out there. It's an honor to be with you this evening.
Oh, well, we're honored to have you. You know, I'm so interested in children's books, and when I saw some of yours, they were just so wonderful and exciting to me. But first, I want you to just give my listeners a little background into yourself, if you would.
Okay. I'm happily married to my husband, Paul, of 8 years. I have a 33-year-old son and two lovely little granddaughters, 2 and 6 years old, and they are a wonderful inspiration in my writing. Most of my career has been spent 25-plus years and is working with people with various disabilities. And that's basically a little bit about me, and of course I love to write children's Christian books.
Now, you said you work with children with disabilities. I did that for 33 years. And I worked with the mentally retarded and the physically handicapped. What branch, you know, what area were you in?
I actually worked with the adults. And had a large, like, I worked in a wide variety of range from extreme low functioning to higher functioning over 25 years. And I still currently do 2 part-time jobs.
Oh, well, we have a lot in common there. Now,
yeah.
I would really like for you to tell my audience what made you want to write Christian children's books. Was there anything that fueled you, right, you know, that started you in that area?
Basically, it started back in grade school many years ago. I always just had an interest, a child myself, an interest in writing children's books. And then as I got into my teenage years and gave my life to Christ, it just turned to where I just still had that burning passion and desire to write children's books. But of course, me giving my life to God and everything, it went to where I just automatically had the desire to write children's Christian books.
Well, that's beautiful. Now, did you write any children's books when you were younger, or did your writing start at a later age?
I started at a later age. It was my first book, All God's Children, was the first one I wrote, and that was probably about, I would say, a good 10 years or so, and it came to me in a dream in the middle of the night, and I just woke up, and everything was in my head, and 100% detail. I wrote it all down and woke up the next morning and found it, and that's where it started.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And yeah, I saw, I was looking at your books, you know, on Amazon, and I saw that one, All God's Children. And the cover, you know, that attracted me so much. So I know it will attract young kids. Who designed your cover, or did you do that yourself?
Actually, I had very detailed images and illustrations that I had Publish America at the time do them, but I had extremely, it had to be like a red hat or freckles, a Bible hat. I mean, I had it extremely detailed, and they took it and put it into action for me.
Well, the cover is really nice. I really like that one. That attracted me so much. Now, as a Christian writer, do you think that Christian writers, our field is growing, that more writers are, you know, Christians are going into that field of writing to, that's another way of, you know, furthering the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Yes, I most certainly do, because I think with the way that the world is becoming, that people want to lean more toward Jesus, and they want to lean more to writing Christian books, because I think that's really important to get that, the Word of God, into the, you know, everyone's hands, including children. I think it's very important to help aid in our society of just all coming to work together and to try to make everything better, you know, a better atmosphere and a better life for everybody.
Now, do you think it's easier to write in the secular world secular books than it is to write Christian books?
Currently, I have not written a secular. I don't see myself doing that. I feel a very strong conviction and led to just stay on the Christian book path. So, however, I have started a story about my life, and that would be more secular as growing up as a child and things, but it's kind of on the back burner. But as far as my actual writing, it will always be in the Christian field.
Oh, that's very nice to know. Okay, and do you see the Christian writing, you know, growing more into the writing world today? You know, that it's broadening, that you're finding more Christian books and more Christian authors are coming out and, you know, and showing their work than before?
Oh, yes, I definitely think so. I think it is definitely a growing field of Christian writers. And it really warms my heart to see that. I think we need more of that.
I agree with you there. I really do. I agree very much. Now, when you go to write, what inspires you? You know, like, you know, some people are inspired by music or by a picture or by, you know, words that people speak. What inspires you when you sit down to write a children's book?
Well, I think that usually it comes about, I really believe that God puts these things in my mind at certain times, and you know, it talks about if we would be still and know that He is God. I think I'm good at being still and just hearing His words, and I think He puts thoughts into my mind, and then from there I pray and I ask the Lord to give me the message at that time of what He wants me to convey in the particular book that I'm writing. And that's where it usually comes about.
Oh, I think that's great. Now, are you currently working on another book right now, children's book?
Yes, I am. I have a couple, but one I'm really liking, it is called Shelby Closet, and it is centered around the scripture in Matthew 6:6, where the Lord likes us to go into our prayer closet. And I know that some people aren't even familiar with that scripture, but I literally took the closet. This little young girl, she lives with her grandparents during the summer, as her parents are missionaries, and her grandparents help her make a really pretty little prayer closet up in her bedroom, and her little friends come over, and it just went from there, how she witnesses to her friends, and then they want to, you know, get involved and have their parents help them make their prayer closets where they can go in and talk to God and pray.
And you know, that's a very unique idea.
I think it's turning out really cute.
Well, that's so unique. You know, I would have never thought of making a prayer closet. I mean, the Bible says that. That's right. You're right. But, you know, that's so unique that a little girl would do that.
Right, and these things just come to me. And the way that one did is I was taking a ride with my husband one day, and we stopped in a little plaza, and it was called Shelby's Closet. It was a little consignment shop. And for some reason, that thing stuck in my head for a couple of weeks, and then the next thing came to me is the scripture, Matthew 6:6. And then I thought, oh, okay, I see where this is going. So it's just been flowing nicely, and I'm really excited about that one. It's different, and I think it
And, you know, it'll open a lot of people's eyes, and it's really a very good teaching tool about how the Lord.
That's what I was just thinking,
pray.
For children, you know, to read and see how they can witness for the Lord.
Right.
You know, and I bet you that book, it's not out yet, is it?
No, I'm currently working on it. And
okay, you watch, Leah. When that book comes out, there'll be a lot of little kids, once they read it, will want their parents to make them a prayer closet.
Yeah, right. And, I mean, it just all came about by seeing that consignment shop. And then, like I said, I like to just, I'm a person that thinks, I know that God talks. I mean, no, he doesn't say, Leah, do this, do that. But if you do be still and you are quiet,
he impresses things,
you'll
thoughts
hear
on your mind.
Well, no one just, right. And that's where it came about. And then another little book that I'm working on right now, I have a Facebook friend, Sheila Burkett, and we are co-authoring a book called You Can't Catch Cancer. And it's a little schoolgirl who is diagnosed with cancer, and the children don't want to play with her as they're afraid they might catch it. And then her little school friend comes to the hospital and visits her a lot and tries to cheer her up. And we, of course, it's a Christian book, and it's going to be really adorable. We are very close to sending it off to be published.
Oh, that's another one that's going to be really good. Because, you know, young kids, they don't understand that, you know, about diseases and stuff so much. So that would be an eye-opener for them to understand.
Right. We just took it and broke it down into, like, a simple children's picture book and explained it. And it's going to be really nice, too. The illustrations are wonderful for it. So I'm looking forward to it. She and I are working together, and it's really close to being sent off. So we're excited.
That sounds very exciting. It's called Shelby's Closet, right? Prayer Closet? Or just Shelby's Closet?
Mine's Shelby's Closet, and then the one she and I are doing together is called You Can't Catch Cancer.
You're doing a really wonderful job, and it's definitely God that's inspiring you and giving you these ideas. You know, I can understand it myself.
Oh, yes, because believe me, I don't have that ability to just come up with that.
I know what you mean.
I give him all the glory.
I know sometimes you look back and say, now, how did I get that? And then you know it's the Lord that did it.
Right,
so,
exactly.
You know, I've often said so many times that God is the author. We're just a pen in his hand. You know, he uses us to write to. Now, so your audience is mainly geared to young children then, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So have you ever thought about writing anything for adults?
No, I haven't felt led to do that yet because I have a strong conviction that children are, I always stick with, they are the foundation of the world, and they are going to grow up and be our leaders and, you know, things. And I think it's really important, as them being the foundation, to put this, to instill these good things about the Lord and into them, and hope that they grow up with that. And that's why I tend to stick where my conviction, where I'm led to write for children. I never know where the Lord's going to lead me, so I won't say never, but.
Yeah. Well, obviously, your message is to reach little children for the Lord and to nurture them and bring them up in the word of the Lord. And I think that's a beautiful thing that you are doing. Do you have I'm going to deviate a little bit. Now, as you write beautiful books, but like I said, the Christian writer's world, you know, the writers do more than just write. You also have a business. You have a boutique. Could you tell us about that?
I sure do. I have my own online boutique, and it's called Leah's Chic Boutique, and I incorporate a lot of feminine things for women as far as clothing and things, and also vintage. I just have them kind of thrown in together, and it works really well together. I love fashion. I love vintage. I love Victorian roses and everything, so I work on that a lot, and I do fairly well. And I also have a Facebook group that I started, and we do really well with that. It's a lot of vintage and Victorian and roses there as well, where other people also sell.
Yeah, because I was looking on your site there, and I saw a lot of jewelry. Because I love jewelry, yes. And I saw a lot of necklaces and stuff. And then I also love purses, and I saw purses, and I saw sweaters, and I thought, I'm going to have to go back here and really look, you know, when I have time. But it's wonderful, you know, to see that, you know, vintage kind of runs along in the line of, you know, from looking at your picture and, you know, never meeting you, but just looking at your picture and all the things you had on, it just fits you perfectly. It just fits you perfectly from the way I was looking, you know, at you. And I said, everything fits. You know, your clothing, your style, your books, everything is just like in one whole, you know, group together. It all falls in place.
Right.
So it's just very wonderful. Now, do you have a website, though, that people can, you know, go and look at your books? I know Amazon is one.
Yeah, it's Amazon and lulubook.com and, of course, Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
And you also can purchase my latest book, Ramona the Reindeer. You can also get that at CreateSpace.
Now, that's a Christmas book,
and,
right? Could you tell us a bit about
it like
that?
This. It is about Christmas. I mean, it's centered around Christmas as far as the decoration and the season and everything. But it also incorporates grief for children who have lost a loved one. It helps. So I would say it's a great book for any time of the year if a child has experienced loss, because Ramona has lost her parents and it's her first Christmas without them. And she has to learn to go through the process of feeling alone and everything, and how she goes from sad to glad by the end of the story through the love of God and her friends and the important lessons that her mother has taught her about the Bible.
Now, see, I think that's really beautiful, because you're dealing with the whole child, you know, grief, everything, you know, and because children, you know, that's something that they don't understand, and they can read a little story about her, and if they are going through it, or a friend of theirs has lost a parent, they can understand it from a child, from another child's point of view, and so God is reading them through your writing. I just think that's really wonderful. You know, I didn't know, when I first saw the picture of that, you know, because I didn't see any excerpt to read on the back of it, but I was looking at the picture, and I just thought it was a Christmas story, you know, because of the reindeers and stuff like that. But it's really a book that's much more than that.
Correct. You know, it really is, and that's why I let people know. It encompasses a lot of things, but I did use the Christmas theme, and this Christmas is so beautiful, the decorations and the lights. I just thought all of those things would really draw the children in. And it does encompass a lot of different feelings and emotions and stuff. So, and the way that I wanted it to be perceived is it can be any type of, you know, any time is a perfect time to buy it for children. And the pictures inside are just wonderful. My illustrator did a lovely job, and I just think it really draws them in.
Well, you know, with children, it's very important what kind of, you know, covers you have and the pictures inside.
Right.
Kids love pictures. I know when I worked in kindergarten, they always, we would read the story, but then you'd have to turn the book around and show them the pictures. Because they wanted to see the pictures,
so
all that was going on. They, you know, have you ever, I saw the picture where you had all the kids around you with their books, and kids, you can tell how well a book is liked by the way kids respond to it. And it looked like you had a lot of kids that really responded, you know, to the cover and probably the story. Sorry, go ahead.
Another lady friend of mine, she has some children's books written, and her name is Greta King. And she and I did that one together, and she brought her books, and I had mine, and the children just loved it. They had a lot of fun. We put on some face painting for them and different little activities, and we had food and snacks for them, and they really enjoyed it, and they loved our books. They were very responsive to them.
Oh, you know, that's what I was talking about last week when I had my program, and I was talking about children, you know, the way things are on TV, and they see different type of heroes, but the heroes, they're not the kind of heroes that you would want to model yourself after. I mean, you know, they may get the bad guy in the end, but what do they do in the means of getting the bad guy? And so kids need books that are, you know, pure and clean, and that's, you know, that's teaching them about the Lord and good character and good attitudes and, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
And your books definitely sound like they do that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And every book that I write, that will always be the case.
Well, I think that is just wonderful, just wonderful. You know, do you ever get to go to schools and show your books? I think that would be great.
I am just starting into doing a lot of promoting.
Okay.
That's some of the things I have on my list is to go to some local daycares, some local Christian schools. I also have some local children's books where they sell books, and I am hoping to do some readings there and signings, and also hope that I am very hopeful that they will carry some of them as well. So I'm really just now starting heavy into the promoting part.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great, because I know, you know, especially the younger, you know, kindergartners, you know, because I worked with kindergartners for
right.
so long, but kindergartners and the first, and even second, third, and fourth, and fifth grade, you know, even sixth
oh,
grade.
Yeah.
But like you said, your books would be appropriate yeah. for, you know, any kid, you know.
Right.
I
consider books, because I think all parents should start reading to their children as soon as they're born, because I truly believe they can hear it and they soak
mm-hmm.
it into their subconscious. So I believe I read to my grandchildren from birth, and I read to them now, and I just think any age to start up until, like you said, sixth grade even, some of them, I mean, they still
yeah.
can get a lot from that.
Well, you know, I remember when my grandmother, when I was growing up, she was a storyteller. I think that's where I got my writing from. But I used to love to, you know, before I would go to bed, you know, I would always come and want to hear a story. And she would always tell, you know, such a nice, clean story about a little girl mouse coming from the country to the city, you know, and how she was treated. And then she would tell me, now, you know, you don't treat people like that. You're supposed to treat them like this. So I was learning through stories. And
right.
that's an
yeah,
avenue
she
that
would...
kids, they learn through stories. You'd be surprised.
That's absolutely
yeah.
true.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how they listen and they take it to heart. That's one thing about a child, you know, because Jesus has suffered the little children not, you know, and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. You
exactly.
tell a child something.
Yes.
They listen and they believe what you say. And
right,
when,
and
when
that's
they read
why
books
I'm
and
trying
see stuff.
To catch them at that age, you know.
That's right. That's the best time to catch them, when they're young like that, because they will listen, they will learn, and they're easily, you know, to you know, take it all in and accept it.
Yes.
There was a movie one time, I'm trying to think what the name of it was, where the little boy, oh boy, it was a Christmas story. I can't think of it, where he was on a train and he went to this far, oh, I can't think of it now. But anyway, when he was young, he believed and he could hear and knew certain things. But then as he got older, he lost that. And he,
yeah.
you know, and he, what they were saying was that when you're young, you're so easy to believe and to accept. But when you get old, you start, you know, the world gets in and you throw all that stuff away. And you have to almost become a
right.
child again to have that childlike faith. And
right.
think of what that story was. It was a train and they went to some place out. I can't remember. But we showed it to the kids when I worked at the school. And I thought about that one line in there. I said, that's true. I said, when you're a kid, somebody tells you something, your parents tell you something, you believe it. Or you read something, you know, and you believe it. But when you get older, it changes. And so you almost have to go back
right.
and be a little child. That's why you're right. It's good to catch them while they are young, because then
right.
it's easy to talk to them and open
them.
Up. Pardon me?
And I hope that it stays with them. And then if they do choose some paths in life, come back to that, which I do believe a lot of people come back. So.
Yeah, well, you know, it says train up a child in the way he should go, and yet when he's older, he, you know, in the end, he won't depart from it. I do believe you're right. You know, they do come back to it. You know, a lot of times you parents
right.
worry that they think their kids, you know, they don't, you know, listen to all the stuff that they tell them, but you'd be surprised, you know, how many
yes,
kids
I,
do.
I agree with that.
They, you know, they really do. Because, you know, sometimes even as being older, and my husband said the same thing, you can be doing something, and, you know, and just like that mother complex that teach you in psychology and all that, you know, you hear that little voice inside that says, that's not the right thing to do. That's, I wouldn't go that way. You know, go this way. That's, you know, so that's your training. That's your training.
Right.
That's what a child needs. As he grows, he needs to have that training so that when the parents are no longer there, because we think our parents will be forever, but unfortunately they are not. But while they are here, we want to train them and get them in the right, you know, characters, learn about God and learn about their, you know, their mission on this earth and all the things that happen in earth. Like you said, like a little book about grief. You know, kids have a hard time understanding
right.
that. You know, they don't understand. Because it's in this one story that I'm writing, you know, I'm writing on my next fourth novel. But anyway, the little boy was saying that his mother promised that she would come back. And when he saw her twin, which was his aunt, he said, "Mommy, Mommy, you came back." See, kids don't understand that. See, and so it's good for them to have a book like you have written about grief and then about, you know, all God's children, because that's socialization right there. That's socialization where kids learn.
And that series with All God's Children and Herbie and the Gang Go Green, that's two books in the series, and I incorporated children of different ethnic backgrounds. I mean, I incorporated a lot of different things in there so that it's not just touching one subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I love All God's Children when I have a page where their four characters' arms are outstretched and they put their hand on top of the other, like where they form the pact, and you can
mm-hmm.
see the different skinks or differences in their arm.
Yes.
And then in one page where Herbie, who is the main character that carries his little pocket Bible everywhere he goes, he leads the children through the plan of salvation. And it's just like
a beautiful
little heartwarming story. And I incorporate a lot of different things to show no matter what our skin color is, we can all come together to share the love of Jesus.
And see, and that comes through, see, now a kid can learn from that. You know, he learns, you know, about different races and, you know, and getting along. And realizing
mm-hmm.
that we're all, you know, we may look different,
all
but we all have,
children.
You know, same, yes, all the same. God loves us all the same. I just think that's beautiful, you know, the way you have that, you know, worked into that. Now, I don't think, did I have that book in the video, Herbie and was it Herbie and Friends?
The first one was All God's Children, and then
okay,
the second one in the series is Herbie and the Gang Go Green, and you can find all of those, both of those, and
now when
Amazon
you say Herbie and the Gang go green, what does the green stand for?
It's the same characters, and they do. Herbie's teacher gives him a writing an assignment, and he chooses like cleaning up the earth and recycling,
okay.
And that's where they go in green. They choose their little neighborhood park, and they put some barrels out, and they recycle, and then the parent takes them to the recycling center, and they get paid for it, and they take their earnings, and they take it to their local animal shelter, and they donate.
Now, see, now,
so, I mean,
that's
I incorporated all
community
that.
Service. You're learning them community
right.
service.
Right, and so I incorporated all that into it. And really, when I do write my children's books, I'm not just a one subject. I have to incorporate many within the one book.
Well, I like that.
It really
I
is
like
teaching
that.
Tools in many different
yeah.
areas.
And what one part may not really sink into a child, maybe the other part of the story does, or maybe hopefully it all does.
Well, boy, I mean, you know, you cover so many areas in you know, all throughout your story that the kid is learning
right.
so much, you know, and I think I really like that, you know, Herbie and Gang Goes Green, because it's teaching them community
right.
service, how to take care of their community,
mm-hmm.
and also how to
right.
care about others, you know, giving the money, you know, to the animal shelter,
mm-hmm.
to you know, to be considerate
yes.
of animals. Oh, I see we have a caller on here. So, Leah, we have somebody that wants to talk to you, so we're going to see and say hello to this person right now.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're on the line. You're on the air with Leah Woods, children's author, and she's been talking
okay.
about her books, children's books she writes. So go ahead.
This is Shirley Price, and I'm a retired school teacher. What age are your books for?
I believe that like parents should start reading from birth, but I think my books go all the way up to possibly 5th and 6th grade.
Wow.
I
used to be a librarian.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I try to incorporate all the way up to about that age to where they can each little age group can get something from the story.
Now, she said
wow.
that she used to be you used to be a librarian. The caller used to be a librarian. I think that's what
yeah,
you're
trying
to
say. Yeah, I used to be a librarian, and it would have been good to have books written by you. Are they Christian
yeah.
books?
Yes.
Wow.
I have the three that are published right now, and they're all Christian books, and each one of them incorporate a lot of different little messages within the story for children. And they're,
oh, and,
they're wonderful stories
where can I tell
and
the parents
illustrations.
Where can I tell the parents to look for your books?
You can find them on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online and another place called lulubooks.com.
Okay, now I need to take your name down so I can tell the parent the author.
Right.
What's your name?
And it's Leah, L-E-A-H, and my last name is Wood.
W-O-O-D?
Yes.
And W-O-O-D-S. Leah Wood.
Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And all they would have to do is go on Amazon and go on their books and then look for Leah Woods.
Right, author Leah, Leah Wood, books by Leah Woods, and it will come up, All God's Children, Herbie and the Gango Green, and Ramona the Reindeer.
Shirley, she was just talking about the one book, Herbie and the Gango's Green, and let her tell you about that, if you wouldn't mind, just giving her a little background of it, like you just gave me.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Okay. Herbie is my main character, and he carries his little pocket Bible everywhere he goes and spreads the word of God to children. And his teacher gave him an assignment, and it was on recycling. And they go to their local park, and they do a recycling project. And he explains all about how you reduce, reuse, and recycle. And his friends help him, and then they take the recycling things to the recycling center, and when they receive money from it, they take it to their local animal shelter and donate it. And I just incorporated all the things about cleaning and how God wants us to keep the earth clean and pretty because that's how he made it for us, and how they all work together as a little group to do it, and then how they all take money and donate it to the local animal shelter. And it's a really cute story from the beginning to the end. And all the characters in it have different ethnic backgrounds and show how they all work together.
She also has another book called All of God's Children, which is, you know, another one that she can tell you a little bit about it.
Okay,
yeah,
go
All
ahead.
God's Children. Herbie again, that's the first one in the series, and Herbie is the one that carries his little pocket Bible everywhere, and he has this wonderful energy in him, and he tells his mom that while they're eating breakfast that morning, he tells her, Mom, I just know it's going to be a wonderful day. And so he sets off for the neighborhood park, and he meets three other children. They're all of different ethnic backgrounds, and he pulls out his little pocket Bible, and he kind of teaches them in a very subtle, childlike way about the love of Jesus and stuff. And by the end of the book, he leads them through the little plan of salvation, and then they make plans to meet back to the park. And then that's where the Herbie and the Gango Green kind of comes in, because when they come back to the park, for my second story is where they do the recycling. And it just goes from there. I do have a third one for that one that I'm kind of working on, but it's going to take place in their Sunday school class, and then I'm going to incorporate a young girl in a wheelchair into that story.
Wow. Have you thought about writing to TBN and to different places? Because, you know, your books would be good to be made into movies.
Yeah, I've been told that before, and I've been thinking about that, and I grew up with TBN, and you know, I'm so thankful you mentioned that, because I forgot about that. I'm writing it down right now.
TBN, Daystar, the Church Channel.
Yeah.
All of those. Yes.
Yeah, her books,
because
they're really wonderful.
TV before I call you. Shanna, everything is so satanic. They had the Avenger 4, you know, the men that have all these special powers.
Yeah.
And everything is so satanic on television.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They need more good stories.
Right. Wholesome with a good little Christian background.
Well, I would suggest that you write to them. Yes, yes.
No, I was just going to say,
I
she also...
I definitely will, and thank you.
She has another one, Shoy, that's it's called About the Reindeer. What's that one called?
Mm-hmm. It's Remember the Reindeer, and it's kind of centered around Christmas and winter and all the pretty lights and the Christmas trees and everything. And her
She lost her parents.
This is her first Christmas without them. And she has to learn to go from sad to glad by the end of the story through the Bible lessons that her mother had taught her and her reindeer friends. So it incorporates, you know, Christmas time and grief. I put the whole grief thing in there.
Very
for
good.
Children who know that lost a loved one, and then they have to learn how to deal with that and know that, you know, that God loves them and he's there for them through the process and everything. So
There's one more, Shelly, she hasn't told you about. She hasn't told you about Shelly's Closet. Shelly's Closet.
Okay.
You've got to tell her about that one. Our time is getting low. Please tell her about that
one. Okay. Shelly's Closet is going to be like a young grade school girl. Her parents are missionaries, and so in the summer she stays with her grandparents. And there is a scripture in the Bible, Matthew 6:6, where the Lord talks to us about going into our prayer closet. To pray to him in private, where you're not boasting on the streets and things, so to speak. So I actually am naming it Shelby's Closet, and her grandparents help her make a really pretty little closet that has like a little tea table in there and chairs and her dollies and her Bible, and it's actually where she goes in and prays and talks to God. And then her little school friends come and visit, and they see it. And they want their parents to make it for them, and it just goes from there. It's a really cute, adorable story, and teaches them
all
about
praying.
And all
of these books—they're series, right?
All God's Children and Herbie and the Gang Go Green. That's a series. Ramona the Reindeer is just an individual book. Shelby's Closet is an individual book that I am working on currently, and I'm really excited about. Turning out very cute.
Oh, boy. I wish they would have stuff like that instead of Harry Potter.
Oh, yes, I agree with you.
So that's reason I would encourage you really to write to TVN and Daystar and, you know, and I'll be praying for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that I called and talked to you. I'm going to look your books up.
Okay, great. I really appreciate that.
Because I have some kids who I have a friend, and they call themselves Christians, but they have a little girl that not a little girl. She's 9 years old, but they don't like to talk about the Bible. And these would be good books I could buy for her and give her as a gift. That would help her.
And they would witness to her.
I do incorporate the Word of God in them, but I do it in a very subtle way to where that it kind of sinks in.
Well, they just don't like to read the Bible.
Right.
You know, it's the Bible that they get upset about. Yes.
Right.
Oh, I'm so glad that I talked to you, Leah.
So
that's a beautiful name. That's a Bible name, Leah.
Yes, it is. Thank you. And I named my son Micah from the Bible.
Oh,
and I have a little ball.
Wow. Wow. Leah, my prayers will be with you. And
thank you so much.
I think I can order that book from my friend, Mrs. Griffin, because she has a granddaughter.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
But they did, yeah, so I'm going to, because I think they would allow that to come into the house.
I think
I
they would love it. It's a very adorable story, beautiful
yeah.
pictures, and a lovely storyline.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so
much.
And I'm so glad that I called Leah.
Thank
you.
Well,
call her.
I
called in, too.
And
yeah.
my prayers will be with you. Keep up
thank
the good work.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, caller, for calling.
I'm going to let you go.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, Leah, our time is almost up. But I'm so happy that we had a caller to call in, and she really Yeah, she was very interested in your book, and I am too. I really want to, you know, I'm going to go to Amazon because I have, you know, nieces and nephews too, you know, and then I have friends that have younger kids too. But these would just be great. Like I said before, they would be great in the schools with the kindergartner kids because they're so impressionable when they're young. And then I see them, you know, I worked in kindergarten for a long time, plus high schools too. I retired from high school, then went to the kindergarten, you know, to the grade school, and I saw the change from kindergarten just to second grade. And I thought, what happened? You know, and it's just kind of sad. You know, you hate to see it, you know. What can you say?
But that's why I think that the Lord has led me to write to the children like that, and because he's instilled upon me that, you know, they are our future, and if we can get the Word of God in their hands before they start getting the things of the world in their hands, eventually, you know, like the sheep, they go astray, and the Lord reigns right back in. So
that's
what my
sure
hope
does.
Is.
Well, Leah, I'm wishing you a lot of luck in your writing, but I can see that God is behind you, so I know you're going to prosper in that. And I just praise God for writers like you that are thinking about our children. You know, that's so important because, like you said, they're growing up, they're the next generation, and you know, if we don't like what we see now, we've got to start working. And you're doing a great job with your book.
We have to step in there and help them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm so pleased that you had me.
Oh, I'm so pleased I had you, too. Your books are just wonderful, and the messages that they convey are furthering the gospel and building up children's lives, and that's what we need. And I thank you so much. Okay, and I'll be talking with you. Oh, and give your website again in case anyone wants to go and check. I know Amazon, they can find your books, Leah Woods. And then you said, what was the other
Barnes
one?
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble
and lulubooks.com. And then you can also find me on Facebook under Leah Woods, published author, and you can find links to my books there.
Okay. Well, Leah, I wish you a great evening, and like I said, a lot of success, but I don't think you'll need it because I think you're going to be doing just great. So God bless you, and thank you for being our guest author today. We really appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye
now. Bye-bye. Well, I hope you have enjoyed the interview with Leah Woods. She's a fantastic Christian children's book author, and her books, they not only to the children with beautiful pictures and covers, but they convey the gospel in a way that children can receive it and accept it and show them how to work with other little kids that they're growing up with to lead them to the Lord too, and all while learning how to be, you know, to socializing, you know, and mixing with different people, and caring about the community and other things. It's just beautiful work that she's doing. So I hope that you people will pick up some of her books. She's on Amazon.com, Leah, L-E-A-H, Woods, W-O-O-D-S, and she has I think she has three books out, and she's working on another one. So we're so happy that we had her on today, and I'm happy that you were able to come by and catch some of her interview and hear the caller that came in who was very excited about her books. And I think once you see them, you will see why they are. If you have children, young children, and that love to, you know, to have you read to them, these would be excellent books to read at night to a child, and even during the daytime, just sitting and, you know, parents should take time with their kids and read to them and talk to them and teach them about life and about God. And that's what her books do. If you feel that you can't do it, you know, if you're not quite sure how to do it, these books will help you with the message that the kids will love. So I just want to thank her for being by, and I hope you'll pick up some of her books. And next week, we're going to have another author Shirley Ware, and she also writes, I think it's teenage books. I'm not quite sure, but I think that's what it is. But she also writes, and so we're going to have her on. She's going to talk about her writing and everything. So I hope you'll stop by again. And as I always say before I close, you know, keep writing. Never stop writing for the Lord. God put that in you, then that's what he wants you to do. So whatever you do, keep writing and do it all to the glory of God. God bless you. Until next week, Pastor Janet. Bye-bye.